It is finally here. Welcome to the Audacious Appraisal, the podcast where we fearlessly dive into the issues plaguing our educational system, our youth, our society as a whole. I'm your host, a melanated educator, and I'm here to challenge the norms, challenge minds, and provide an unapologetic review of the systems that shape our educational world here. In this podcast, we will explore a wide range of topics, from the disparities in education to the impact of social injustices on our youth. We will challenge conventional narratives and shed light on the harsh realities that often go unnoticed. It's time to move beyond emotional responses, people. And it's time to focus on facts, things that help. It's time to have those audacious conversations that push boundaries and demand accountability. It's time to conduct a thorough appraisal of the systems that govern our educational lives. Real quick, let's break down audacious appraisal, the name and why I chose it here. The word audacious embodies the boldness and fearlessness which we will approach these critical topics. We refuse, at least I will, refuse to shy away from uncomfortable conversations and truths and instead confront them head on. The word appraisal signifies our commitment, or at least my commitment, to critically evaluating and analyzing the various issues affecting the educational system, our youth, and beyond. Now, here's the tough part for some, not for all. You will hear words like idiot, idiocracy, I kind of made that up, dumb, and all other terms of endearment that you may not be accustomed to hearing on these platforms. Remember, I'm not here to pander to anyone. I'm not here to get rich. I'm simply attempting to open the eyes of some, encourage some, and spark the minds and thinking of others. Maybe it's time to be offended. Maybe it's time to feel that shame. Bring back shame. Shame forces us to look inward and grow and develop. You know, it makes us reflect. So whether you're an educator, a parent, someone aspiring to be an educator, or a politician, or simply someone who cares about the future of our society, of our children, this podcast is for you. It's for everyone, really. Join me on this journey of speaking our minds, okay? Now, I'm all about facts, but that's not to say I won't speak about, you know, speak my opinion bit, but even with my opinions, I try to have them based in some sort of fact, and I always say in my opinion, you know, and give my anecdotal experiences or whatever when it calls for it. But I really like to speak to things that are factual and can be proven. And there are some things that we will dive into, and one of the first things we'll dive into, we won't completely dive into it right now, but I will speak about it. I'm in the great state of Texas. I'm an educator here. And like some other places, they want to bring this thing called school choice. Now, let me say this. School choice, in my opinion, is just a money grab. Okay. It has nothing to do with nothing else but money. At the end of the day, most things when we talk about politics, it goes back to money. To who wants what, how much, and how long they can make the money. So they want to give the choice, this is what they're saying. They want to give parents the choice to choose. and basically pay for private school education. I have so many questions. Because you're holding on, Texas, you Texas politicians, the governor, you're holding on to $33 billion that could help our public schools right now. $33 billion. Not million. Billion. And you told us that until or unless we allow you to fund private schools, that public schools are not getting any money. So you're going to allow these schools to continue to let teachers go, let teachers walk. Teachers are leaving the profession, and by force or by choice. And it's getting more difficult to recruit new teachers because they see the things that you're doing. They see the lack of support that educators are getting, these teachers are getting, these school districts are getting. Because you want to force your opponent, your political opponents, and these school districts and TEA and whoever else, you want to force their hand by withholding money that you should be giving. It's not about, see, this is how you know when they make it about them. When it involves children, your feelings should go out the door. What's right for the children should take over. Fund these schools. Support these schools. It's not about you. If you have a problem with public schools, let's actively work to fix it. And the answer to fixing public schools is not to give the children more tests. The answer to public schools is not to tear the schools down. It's not rezoning. It's not making the teacher's job more difficult. You need to look at all of your policies, big wigs that sit in these high chairs. You need to look at your actions or lack thereof, because we understand that parenting is a big thing with children these days. Lack of parenting, whatever you want to call it, we understand that it's an issue. Yeah. Oh yeah, let's not skip over that. We're sorry parents. We can be some sorry parents. But even with that being said, what has the government done to help? Let's say the parents are parenting. Who's going to teach the children? If you allow these public schools to die like you want them to, who's going to? Okay. Who's going to teach them? Because teachers, educators, in general, are leaving the profession in droves because you don't want to pay them. You don't want to support them. You told us that you don't want to support us. There are only 6% of right now to this day, right here, today, there are 6% of children. There are only 6% that attend private schools. We can do the math on the rest, right? Only 6%. The backbone of this educational system is the public schools. So you cannot not support them. I don't care what reason you have it, because you don't like critical. And I understand a lot of people don't like the critical race theory, or they don't want their children to learn certain things about, like, for example, gender fluidity or whatever the case may be, what they call liberal agendas, whatever the case may be. I understand. I get all of that. Okay. I don't disagree with you necessarily with some of those areas, but the answer is not to kill public schools, because watch this. Let's think about it. If you kill public schools, first of all, there'll always be public schools, because if you kill public schools, the private schools will then become the new public schools. Now let's back up. Let's say if they approve these vouchers, and they succeed in, you know, getting what they want, and they're saying that they're going to fund these parents or these families who want their children to attend private schools. Okay. My question now becomes, what kind of stipulations are attached to that? Because clearly private schools are not going to accept just any child or all children. So are you saying that you're going to allow all parents to make that choice or certain parents? Please clarify, or someone help me in the comments or whatever, email, I don't care. Please clarify that. Because this is what you're not doing. Politicians and you big wigs that sit at the top of these chairs and these school districts and whatever else, you're not visiting the schools that matter. You're visiting the safe schools. You're not visiting the schools that you deem problems. No. You'll go by the schools that aren't deemed the problems and then say that you visited the schools. No, you haven't. Anyone listening, answer this. When was the last time you saw a politician at your school that your child attends or that you work for? When was the last time you saw a district official at your school? And in particular, you schools who have a really high economically disadvantaged population. When was the last time you saw someone that sit in those high chairs there without it being for punitive reasons? Just there to visit, to bond with the community, to get to know the community, to understand the concerns, the needs of that community. So because they are making rules, laws, and policies for that community, yet they don't understand or know the needs or wants of their community. I question that. This is why when they make these rules and these laws, we're like, wait, what? Why? Because they don't, they're going off. So they can go off of studies from other places to make rules and laws for this place. That's dumb. So I told you what you would hear that word. That's dumb. Dumb. D-U-M-B. Dumb. You should make policies for here. Not from somewhere. You don't study a different demographic, a different area. And whatever the findings there, you apply it to this demographic. That's silly. That's crazy. That's dumb. It's insensitive and it's not thoughtful. You didn't think this through. And that's why we get these silly curriculums that make no sense. We get these silly policies that make no sense. And your answer to everything is more paperwork. More oversight, more supervision, more time, more work. That's your answer for everything. No real solutions. If you're afraid to come to go to some of these schools, say that. Say that. You're not, because it hurts your point. It hurts your platform. I'll say it for you. You're scared. Or you don't care. Or both. Because our children, no matter what race, our children are hurting today. And they're hurting, and they're collateral damage based on the rules, these decisions and things that you are making. They're hurting. You don't want to support the schools. You're saying you don't care about the children. You can't say one thing and don't mean the other. If you say that you don't care about public schools, and you are saying that, make no mistake about it. It's what you're saying. You mean you don't care about the children that attend those schools. So we wouldn't have a lot of the problems that public schools do have, they wouldn't have them if you supported them. How about this? Support them first and then see what happens. If you care. But we know you don't, so you're not going to support them. Just say that. We know that when you get these vouchers or whatever you want to call it for these private schools, we know that you're going to make money on the side under the table even after you're gone, when you leave that office. We know that. The smart ones do. Because those of us who really think, this is what we understand. We know that you're going to tell us some truths. You're going to tell us just enough to mix in with a lie to hook us. You're going to make us feel good at one rally. Oh, we care about your children. We're going to give them money. For what? See, my questions don't end at the good things. I need to know your motivations. I need to know, what schools have you visited? I need to know, what have you seen with your eyes? Not what someone has told you, a report you got. I don't care about that. I need to know what you have done with your own feet, hands, and mouth. What have you done to make me feel good about the things that, to make me feel good about you holding this position? See, people, this is what we've done in Texas. We voted in these politicians that we knew didn't care. But you know what? We did it because we are so loyal. We are hyper loyal to a political party that it doesn't matter what they say. It only matters that our party said it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how wrong our party, our political affiliated party is. We don't care. As long as it's them and not the other people. Because we feel like somehow our conservative leadership or liberal leadership is going to keep the other side in check. Even if it means it's disadvantaging us. That's crazy to me. That's idiocracy. That's that word I made up. That's idiocracy. It's not democracy or whatever else. It's idiocracy. If you're going to vote, and I don't consider myself Republican or Democratic and all this goofy stuff that people try to pull these, that the game that they play, because when you're super liberal or super conservative, that means you're not caring about things that matter. You only care about the title that it's under. I don't care about those things. I like to listen to things that are going to be effective. I like to vote for who's going to be effective. I don't care about the party that they're in. And you know what I find? Both sides are clowns. I said that. Both sides are clowns. Just like I think someone said years ago, politicians are just like WWE superstars. Oh yeah, they put on a great show in front of us. The heels and the heroes. They put on a great show in front of us, but after the show is over, they're eating lunch with each other. They're playing golf with each other. They're laughing about what they just did, what they just said, and how it made us move in a certain way. And guess what? We fall for it every time. We fall for the show every time. Because again, we like the emotional charge that we get when our special person, politician speaks. Even though he or she hasn't done anything. We just like the feeling. That's crazy. No substance, all feeling. All feeling. Oh, F-I-L-L-I-N-G-S and F-E-E-L-I-N-G-S. Feelings and feelings. No substance. No, nothing tangible that really helps. No solutions.
Just more paperwork. More, I'm going to hold this money back from you until you do what I want you to do. Or make a decision or buy into what I want you to buy into. I'm just going to hold money back from you because my children are straight. My children are good. We're in the best schools. I don't care. You have to make a decision that where you want your child to be. And they better be where I want them to be or you won't get the money to put them where you want them to be. Woo! Listen, we'll dive deeper into those issues. Another episode. This is just the intro. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Thank you, each and every last one of you, your ears. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing this audacious adventure with you. Okay, now, remember, regardless of what you've heard here today, tonight, this morning, or whenever you decide to listen, you don't have to take my advice on things. I am just a guy with a podcast. Do what you want to do. And until next time, stay bold, stay informed. Let's get started. Peace. I'm out.